Welcome to the Calvary St. George's Sermon Podcast, proclaiming the historic faith of Christ and Him crucified. These podcasts are recorded and produced by the parish of Calvary St. George's in the city of New York. For more information about our ministries, head to calvarystgeorges.org.
Well, Palm Sunday is also known as Passion Sunday, is a day when the readings in the liturgy really do speak for themselves. And the preacher's task on this day is to get out of the way. And so I'm going to try. that was supposed to be screamingly funny. Thank you for laughing. So I like just felt that joke just hit. But anyway, worked in the office. But for a long time, the reading of the Passion was actually reserved for Good Friday alone. And it was always the reading from John's Gospel. And we'll continue to do that this Friday. However, what happened was is that in the 50s and 60s and 70s, there began to become liturgical revisions. And what they found was is that a lot of parishioners were not making it to the Holy Week services. And so what was going on is people were coming and they were getting the triumphal entry readings, you know, Jesus triumphantly going into Jerusalem, and everybody was like, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. And then you would come on Easter Sunday, and it was like, Hail Thee Festival Day. And everybody thought the gospel story just basically went from one glory to the next. And people were getting the misunderstanding that actually the glory of God in this age is hidden. The glory of God is actually revealed in the crucified face of our Savior, Jesus Christ. They were misinterpreting the fact that the cross always comes before the crown. And this was causing a confusion pastorally, because what was happening was as people were expecting their crowns now, failing to realize that you and I must bear our crosses in this age as well. And so they did this amazing revision. And if you notice closely, the liturgy has both profoundly and poetically pulled us into the story of the last week of Christ's life. We all began on Rutherford Place, and we just experienced the triumphal entry with the crowd shouting Hosanna, which is an exclamation of praise. They're waving palms, a symbol of victory, and it all quickly, within a week, transforms into a criminal trial. The crowd has turned on Jesus. I picture their fists in the air as they shout, Crucify him. And this sense of hope and excitement that was at the beginning of the week, here he is, finally things are going to be different. Did you hear he raised Lazarus from the dead? Did you hear he turned water into wine? Did you hear he fed the multitudes with a couple of loaves of bread and some fish? All of this excitement that was at the beginning of the week has metamorphosed into anger and murderous rage as their expectation of God has completely let them down. On Palm Sunday, liturgically, I would say we are taken through the contradictions and the dichotomies of Jesus' last week, so that our worship might profoundly remind and reveal in us the tangible fact that so much of our own lives are filled with contradictions and dichotomies. Maybe for you, at the beginning of the week, you looked at your spouse and all you could do was think, my God, am I blessed? Yet by the end of the week, you can't even look at that person. And what's running through your mind and your heart is, how in the heck did I ever let that person into my life? At the beginning of the week, things were going great at work. It possibly looked like a melon or a waffle party was in your future. But by the end of the week, things went horribly, horribly wrong. And you are at the office working on you're at home, actually, working on your LinkedIn profile. Because if you stay at this current job, to the break room you shall go. at the beginning of the week, you were feeling like a true disciple. Hosanna in the highest. Morning prayer, evening prayer, even a little quiet time sprinkled in. And by the end of the week, something went so horribly, horribly wrong in your life. God, much like this crowd, let you down completely. And by Friday, you are laying in bed questioning the very existence of God. The conflict of Palm Sunday illustrates the reality of conflict that resides in all of us. And so much of the conflict and the dichotomies in our lives, well, they're brought about by the fact that we don't want to reveal that we've been hurt or that we've lost something important. We don't want to reveal that an area of our life didn't work out the way it should, that we lost something very, very important in our lives. What happens is that we would rather hide the fragile messes that we so often actually are. And so what happens is that we take control. And we do everything we can to hold on to control, never mind the fact that it's like beach sand, and the tighter we grip, the more it runs through the bottom of our hands. We're trying to hide those parts of our lives that have been wounded instead of the way of our Lord, who, although the scene appears completely chaotic, is in complete and total control. But what he does is he rides into Jerusalem and he lays it all down for you. What Palm Sunday, with its processions and hymns and the dramatic congregational reading of the Passion, teaches us is that into all of it, the man of sorrows, into all of it, Jesus Christ, the one who is truly whole, rides into the whole mess. He rides into the mess of Jerusalem. He rides into the whole mess. He rides into the mess of our world. He rides into the mess of your life. Jesus rides into the whole kit and caboodle and dies. Ride on in majesty. The angel armies of the sky look down with sad and wondering eyes to see the approaching sacrifice. And so what Palm Sunday then begins to teach us today, and what it should speak to your life by the power of the Holy Spirit today, is that what keeps us going as Christians in the midst of all of this conflict is not a mulligan. That's not good news. You can start all over today. Thanks, you know. It's not a chance to do it better next time. I mean, when you really begin to think of it, that oftentimes requires more control on your end. Rather, what Palm Sunday teaches us is what keeps us going as Christians, what gives us the ability and the courage to face the next day, and more importantly, death itself, is that on the third day, Jesus rose again from the dead. He conquered it all. In his victory, the death and resurrection of Jesus, God reveals to the whole world, and by the power of his Spirit, most importantly today, God reveals to the hidden parts of your life his victory. God has won, past tense. And this my friends, becomes the enabling word for you at least to drop the mask between you and God. God has won. His foolishness has triumphed over our wisdom and control. His weakness is victorious over our strength. And by his dying, he has destroyed our death. In Jesus' victory, and because of Jesus' victory, in the midst of the messes of your lives, not once they're cleaned up, but in the midst of the mess, you too have all of Christ's holiness and all of his wholeness. You too have Christ's peace and reconciliation. Christ has won, and by his blood he has reconciled us, and by his wounds we have been healed. Let me conclude this little homily with this. Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday, today's worship opens us up to the reality that if we truly look within, and the world is always telling you to look within, and we're all exhausted by it. I mean, every time I look within, all I find is a minotaur sometimes. The inside of every hippie is Charles Manson. But when we really look within, all we find ultimately on our own is contradiction and dichotomy. Within each of us is the Hosanna and the crucify him. Within each of us is waving a palm branch, even as Christians, is waving the palm branch and the person brandishing a sword against our Lord. Contradictions and dichotomies, saints and sinners. Therefore, what today is ultimately all about, what today is intended to do is pull you up outside of yourself and to look to Jesus, your crucified and risen King. It calls us today to look to Jesus, who is your salvation. And this year, once again, he invites you into his story. This year, once again, he bids you to follow that path of sorrows that he walks alone to save you. And as we follow that path, we begin to understand as it leads us to the table today to receive the bread that is his body and the wine that is his blood, as it leads us to Golgotha this week and to the tomb and to his resurrection. We begin to understand, as we're pulled up outside of ourselves, we begin to understand that this is all ultimately by God's grace to begin to bring harmony, to begin to bring all the contradictions and the dichotomies in your life ultimately together, and to truly, now received by faith, but in the age to come totally by sight, now to bring you and make you whole. Come to the altar and hear the voice of our Savior. Say, this is all for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to our sermon podcast, produced and recorded at the Parish of Calvary St. George's in the city of New York. If you feel led to support the continuing ministry of our parish, we would really appreciate it. You can make a one-time or recurring gift by going to calvarystgeorges.org/give. Thank you for your support.